Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We do have some news, but I do want to continue, as you will allow, to continue with our history lessons just a little bit, and just to look back as to where we came from as a nation. And I am using the book that's written by, I've lost the names. Here they are. William S. Norton and Brian P. Trotter, and I will use them again tomorrow. And in that book, and she does all the illustrations, is Helen Thomas Robson. And this particular verse that she wrote is called Our Battle Cry. Let us put aside our differences and come together as believers in a Creator, that we are a moral people and a nation united under God, with the ability to achieve miracles. Looking into the humanity of our founding fathers, our ancestors, is a curious thing indeed. Helen Robson's battle cry, it almost made me cry when I first read it, for while there is yet a remnant of believers in this nation, those who are vocal, push, and scream the loudest seem to be the ones who get the attention. So perhaps Tom, our friend from South Carolina, is correct that we need to cackle louder. And as my daddy used to say, the wheel that squeaks the loudest gets the grease. We need to cackle louder, but we need to have a righteous anger. Many say, and I suppose they believe their own lies, that despite our history, they say we were never a Christian nation. But that simply is not the truth. Founders were of different denominations, and they had different degrees of their spirituality and their strengths and faith in God. But they believed in moral standards, the rule of law. They believed in a Creator God. The words in the Declaration, we will also once again go over that again tomorrow in the last part of the show. But today and tomorrow, I am using this book, The Heritage, The Miracle of America, Birth of a Nation. This particular story, as I read it from the book, America has a rich heritage of God-fearing and freedom-loving pioneers who blazed a trail of liberty that has been a blessing to the world. They bought freedom with their life's blood for generations unknown to them in their minds, but hoped in their hearts. The settlement of America began with a few small band of struggling victims of an oppressed existence seeking for the freedom to worship God according to their own dictates, not the dictates of tyrants. When in the course of human events, as the Declaration of Independence declares, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We all know those words. So what do they mean? We're going to study what they mean tomorrow. Step by step, let's take a step back in time. In modern-day Massachusetts, there resides the famous Old South Church, an historical edifice that once was the tallest building in all of Boston. Now it's quietly nestled in the midst of the towering office of buildings of busy urban life. But the unassuming church holds a secret, an amazing story of faith and divine intervention. In October of 1746, during what came to be known as King George's War, France sent a fleet of nearly 100 ships to burn the coastal cities of America. The American colonists alone held no hope in matching the massive cannon, gun, and manpower of this great fleet. They needed a miracle. The governor of Massachusetts assembled what men and resources he could, and he called for a universal day of fasting and prayer. Thronging to the churches, people everywhere pleaded with the Almighty God, asking for that miracle. Time was short, as the fleet was quickly approaching their shores. The Reverend Thomas Prince, from the high pulpit of the Old South Church, prayed before hundreds. He offered up these very words: "Deliver us from our enemy. Send thy tempest, Lord, upon the waters to the eastward. Raise thy right hand, scatter the ships of our tormentors, and drive them hence. Sink their proud frigates beneath the power of thy winds." He had scarcely pronounced the words when the sun was consumed by darkness, and there arose a great tempest in the sea. The land was cast in a shadow as great wind arose. Suddenly, the shutters began a violent hammering, slamming at the windows as if they were the very hand of God shook the earth. The bell in the tower atop the old church began to ring erratically. Reverend Prince raised his hands high about his head. "We hear thee, we hear thy voice, O Lord, we hear it. Thy breath is upon the waters to the eastward, even upon the deep. Thy bell tolls for the death of our enemies." He bowed his head in reverence, and then he looked up, tears streaming down his face. "Thine be the glory, Lord. Amen and amen." The following week would bring news that a miracle had occurred. A virtual hurricane had risen out of the Atlantic and sunk nearly all of those French frigates. The remaining ships were observed sailing, broken, battered, from whence they came. Boston wasn't burned. Charleston wasn't burned. New York wasn't burned. God had once again persevered the colonists from utter destruction. He preserved them. Do we have knowledge of our God? Do we even acknowledge what he has done in our past today? The trials and the difficulties found in this and other accounts groomed the American colonists into people strong and full of courage. Possessing humility and faith, these faithful colonists were the generation that raised the founding fathers and prepared them for a divine mission. Their younger years shaped them for that this purpose. As the sapling goes, so grows the tree. Wow. As I read that, I thought, what have we, the last few generations, done to prepare America for its future? There's always a future, you know. The falling away from God, what we see today, the selfish governing, the hate, the lack of morals, integrity, the compromising of God's laws, we have failed our children and our grandchildren by not remaining steadfast and faithful to our God and Creator. He made us equal, but all we see today is division. I have some news to bring to you today to share as well, but my heart is stuck and it is pricked by the reality of our negligence for this nation, and in particular for our God. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I wanted to mention to you something that we're doing different now. We're just learning, but we're doing a YouTube channel. So the monologues, the last two or three shows, have been videotaped. And they are on the YouTube channel, and you can just go to YouTube and sign up there, and you can watch me do them, read the monologue. I know that's real exciting, watch me read the monologue. But go to YouTube channel and just search for CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and you should find it there. So just do that, and we'll see how we can grow and maybe get our word out just a little bit more. To advance, to spread out our wings just a little bit. It's a little bit nerve-wracking having a camera in here while I'm, or a cell phone camera, while I'm on the air. But it is what it is, and that's the way things are. And we can reach a different audience, and it is important. It's very important. I have some good news. You know how I am about drinking my coffee. And I have my coffee every morning with you, you know, the brew that is true, we say. Well, this is a study that came out. It says coffee and a longer life are linked. A study of nearly 500,000 British adults showed with coffee drinkers having a lower risk of death over 10 years than abstainers, even for those who down at least 8 cups a day. I thought that was pretty good news. The apparent longevity boost was seen with instant, ground, and decaffeinated results. Oh, decaffeinated. results of the Echo of U.S. research, because we have research in it. You know, it's supposed to be the best for you in the first 20 minutes of the brew, is what I've heard before, read before. It's the first large study to suggest a benefit, even in people with genetic glitches, affecting how their bodies use caffeine. So I think that's good news for us. I know it's silly news, but as we sit here each morning drinking a cup of coffee or two or three, because I go fill it up, you'll notice that. I'm trying to be a little bit careful, but I go fill it up on the commercial breaks. We have had Kevin Jackson on. It's been a long, long time. And Kevin Jackson is a Missourian. He's from St. Louis. He has his own talk show host, and he's a writer. He's a political analyst, so to speak. Came from a pretty bad family situation, and somehow this young, I call him young because he's young black man, family man, became conservative. So he's not well liked by certain people in the political arena. And he doesn't always appreciate what some of them say either. And he's pretty upset with Maxine Waters. And Kevin has kind of a humorous way of how he puts things. But Maxine Waters, as you know, has declared war, so to speak, on anyone who's in the President Trump's administration. She decided that they don't deserve to have any peace when they eat, any peace when they shop, no peace whatsoever. They need to be constantly harassed. This is calling for something that is near stalking, and harassment and stalking are against the law, Maxine. We call her Mad Max because she's always mad. She's been calling for the president's impeachment since before the inauguration, I do believe. They could not accept that he won. They will not accept that he won. It's kind of indicative of this particular party because they didn't accept it when Bush won. I kind of understood their calamity that time. I kind of understood a little bit of that rhetoric. They did not accept it when President Lincoln won. They have a pattern. They have a pattern. Well, Maxine now is canceling her public appearances, and she's blaming President Donald Trump because he's been telling everybody what Maxine, Mad Max, has been saying, and she thinks he's called for violence against her, and she just can't take it. Well, the truth is, even her own party is upset with her. Not all of them. Good old, what do they call her? I can't think of her name now. Lizzie. I call her Lizzie. Elizabeth Warren. She's out there doing the same thing. And, of course, they haven't got any policies to run on, so they're just running on negativity. And there's nothing more negative than Mad Maxine. So she's canceling them, but she's blaming the president. Of course she's blaming the president. It's his fault that she's angry. He's doing things that don't please her. And I'm going to try and reach out to Mike Cutler today, and we'll try and get him on and see if he's available, if he's not vacationing somewhere for July 4th, to come on and talk about all this with the immigration and the destruction. They want to do away with ICE. I want him to chime in on that. So we're going to see if we can't get him on. So I'll do that this afternoon when I get off the air. This is a sad story, but it has a decent ending, I guess you could say. It's coming from Newsmax. The oldest veteran in America, he's 112 years old. But the sad part is he's been robbed of both his savings and his identity, according to family members. Austin, Texas resident Richard Overton, who also is the oldest man in the United States, served in World War II. He's part of that, the greatest generation. The greatest generation. We read So God Made a Patriot, and it talked about that greatest generation. My dad was that. My father-in-law was that. And many, many people. And that's a generation that, as you can see, is disappearing from us. But 112 years old. It says, using Overton's Social Security number and an unknown thief established a fake bank account in his name and was able to access Overton's personal checking account. This is coming from the Dallas Morning News. Over a period of months, the thief has steadily been draining Overton's account of money to purchase savings bonds. This is going to be a setback for Richard, his Vivona Overton, which is a third cousin to him. It was a significant amount of money. And she said a friend filed a police report Friday for him. Thankfully, it said, Overton's bank account is separate from his GoFundMe account set up in his name from December 2016 for his care. The account has raised nearly $434,000 as of Monday afternoon. Now, think about this. We have to raise a GoFundMe account to take care of a hero. And the Democrat Party and the globalists in this nation, they want to take care of the illegal aliens, criminals, coming into this nation across the border. They want to take care of them, but we have to start a GoFundMe account to take care of this veteran. You know, the man who did this to him is the lowest of lows. So anyway, they are trying to get it rectified and they're trying to find out what's gone on, and it's just really sad. It's very sad. But what is it? Why is it so difficult for those here in this nation to see our military? Now, I know all the reasons that we don't like wars. And I know that the wars are made by the rich and the rich get richer. I know that. But these military, they give up their lives and they serve a nation to keep it safe. This man was part of the greatest generation. Once again, America rose up above all odds. 112 years old. And somebody decided to rob his bank account. And I bet he didn't have a whole lot. I mean, he's probably been saving all his life, but he probably didn't have a whole lot of money. And yet, we want to take care of aliens who come across this border illegally, but not our own who fought so sacrificially, gave up parts of their lives. You're listening to CFE Talk Radio. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21. Rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This came to me yesterday evening. It's coming from the Conservative Daily Post. I'm just going to confess, I don't repost their things, not because I don't think they're reliable, but because they have so many commercials tagged to them. It's just junk. And so people were complaining on Facebook when I shared their articles, and I need to tell them, you need to stop it because it's annoying. But they have some good articles, and I have shared some on the air before. And this is coming from Austin Lewis. And he says, the IG report, are you ready for this? It reveals that the Lynch and Clinton, they lied. They lied about their tarmac meeting. It says, shortly after the meeting, Mrs. Clinton was finally questioned about her part in the email scandal concerning her private email server. Now, we remember that. That case ended when the Federal Bureau investigation led by James Comey decided to ignore the law and recommend no charges. However, new information shows the FBI and the United States Secret Service both aided in helping the accidental tarmac meeting happening. And the information in the Inspector General's recent report busted Clinton and Lynch's lies about being simply a strange coincidence. Remember, they talked about their grandchildren. The revelation came about courtesy of the Inspector General Horowitz report. Page 203 of the report, issued last month, suggested that the meeting was neither accidental nor coincidental, as both Clinton's and the A.G. Lynch proclaimed. Instead, the report says that the U.S. Secret Service detail assigned to Bill Clinton contacted Lynch's FBI detail to set up the 30-minute meeting while both their planes were on the tarmac in Phoenix, Arizona. Christopher Sine, an anchor for ABC News, says, and he's from Alabama, he still has not found evidence of the alleged golf game. There apparently was a golf game Mr. Clinton was going to go play. On page 209 of the IG's report, it suggests that not only was the meeting planned, but that the pair wanted to hide the fact that they were meeting in a private plane. Well, yeah. The fact that the Office of Public Affairs supervisor in charge of Lynch's detail even went out of a photographer who was outside hoping for a picture of the Attorney General and told him not only that she wouldn't be taking pictures, but that the photographer needed to get back in his car. Page 210 of the report even said that an advisor to the Attorney General Lynch suggested the meeting was not only improper, but that it would look terrible if the general population. Yeah, I think the general population didn't buy the story. I don't think even the ones that like them bought that story. It says this senior counselor tried to tell her that the meeting was not proper, but was turned back by a member of the FBI security detail. What do you think? You think we were being scammed just a little bit? The idea that they were just there, coincidental, you know, they didn't think anything about it. I mean, it wasn't planned, but they didn't want pictures taken. And they lied about what they talked about, according to the IG report. Don't you find that extremely interesting? Now, I'm not saying that our founding fathers were saints, because they most certainly were not. But the integrity and the corruptness of what's going on in this nation, and has been for several administrations, is just beyond reason. Well, there is a reason. They no longer want you to have a free republic. They keep screaming about a democracy, and a democracy is mob rule. That's why they're against the, I can't even think of the name. That's why they won't accept Donald Trump's win, because the Electoral College, thank you, my brain finally clicked. The Electoral College, they want to do away with that. The Electoral College keeps this nation from being run by mob rule. So the people in New York and the people in Chicago and the people in these huge cities, can't tell rural America, middle America, small America, how to live, what to do, what to think. The Electoral College was wisdom by the founding fathers, because they knew all about a dictator and they knew all about mob rule. And a democracy is not what they chose. Benjamin Franklin came out and told Mrs. Powell, it's a republic, if you can keep it. And we've done a very poor job of keeping it. So we move on, and we see the BuzzFeed that obtains documents from Cohen's. Shredded documents, I guess. He shredded them. The documents recovered from the shredder of President Donald Trump's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, include handwritten notes concerning a taxi business, insurance papers, and documents that prosecutors in New York already had in hand. So how many dollars did we spend having them put those little shredded pieces of paper back together when we already had it? You know, I heard an argument between two on TV last night. It was Tucker Carlson, and I don't remember who he was interviewing. But they were going on and on and on about, they're not after Russia, they're after President Donald Trump. They're going to go after him for whatever case they can get against him. They're trying to dig up any kind of dirt. And they'll probably be somewhat successful if we let them keep at it. How much money are they spending? How much of your money, my money, are they spending? I don't have any to spare, do you? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're just going to keep going until we put a stop to it. And like I've said before, the American people are the only ones who can really put a stop to it. We're the ones who are the republic. And we need, as Tom said, to cackle louder. We need to make our voices heard and tell them, stop it. Just stop it. 202-224-3121 is the D.C. switchboard. That's 202-224-3121. Going back to the history as we bring this show, we're in the third segment, and then we're going to be heading right into the final segment of today's show. Did you know it's July 4th, you know, tomorrow? So this is July 4th Eve, Declaration of Independence Eve. You know, it's a good time. I was thinking last night, some of my family came in late last evening, and I was thinking last night of all the fun these cousins are going to go, they're going to have, and I think my sons are going to be the biggest ones, but they're going to go have a water war outside. It's going to be hot. They've got their squirt guns or their squirt cannons or whatever it is. I don't know, my water hose, my water bill's going to go up. I know it's going to go up over the weekend. They're going to have a water war. And they're going to have fun. We're going to barbecue. But are they going to remember when the fireworks go bang, what that represents? So I was thinking last night, it really is my duty. And after I read that this morning about how that generation prepared the next generation, maybe it's time we did a better job of preparing our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren to let them know from whence they came and that in all things in their lives they need to acknowledge God and walk in His ways and His wisdom and to rely on Him. That's difficult to do. We're going into a break. I have a few things I'm going to share before we go off the air with you, and I hope that you will have a wonderful 4th of July and that you will share with your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, the miracles of God in the past of this nation. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As I announced, it is July 4th Eve, Declaration of Independence Eve. It's the day before, you know, they had a big thing on one of the local radio stations about should they change it to be a Monday holiday. You can't change July 4th to be a Monday holiday. It's got to be July 4th. It can't change. But anyway, it was kind of fun to listen to their chatter as to what they ended up deciding. And, you know, it breaks up the week, so you end up with two Mondays, but I guess you also end up with two Fridays. So, you know, breaks up the week. So tomorrow is the day in which the nation celebrates in some way, shape, size, or form the Declaration of Independence. On the signing of that document, we did not become free people. We became rebels. Our founding fathers were treasonous to the king, and their lives were on the line with the stroke of a pen. And things were set in motion. One thing I do intend to do, every one of my grandchildren that is able to attend tomorrow, and it'll be almost all of them, the older ones are busy, and I've got one that's overseas right now. He's in China, and he's on a mission trip. And so I'm going to read this. This is from Mickey Thomas. He's a listener. He calls himself the Rebel Poet. No. This is not the Rebel Poet. Excuse me. This is Mickey Thomas. And he wrote this. He read this on air, if you remember. It was several months back. But one thing I intend to do is I intend to give every one of my grandchildren a flag. I bought all these little bitty flags. And I know they're about 4 inches, 5 inches. And each one of them's going to have a flag. Well, Mickey wrote this poem. My daughter is the flag I wave. She rides aloft and free, high above the evening shadows of the mountain's majesty. She rides above the shadow, floating gently on the wind, and as always in the evening, she begins to sing again. My neighbor, too, is standing and watching, and by the rhythm of his knee, I know he rides beside her through the halls of history. And as I observe the glory reflected in my neighbor's eyes, I feel the shiver of the shadow as the evening breezes rise. I can hear my flag a-humming, I can feel the banners beat, and my fingertips start drumming to the echo at her feet. My breaking patriot tune, drawn from deep within our hearts, shake the windows of our rooms when my daughter's music starts. I just thought that was the most beautiful verse, and I want to thank Mickey for that and for sending that to me. And yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, that I read, I am an American. I am an American. That's the way most of us put it, just matter-of-factly. They are plain words, those four. You could write them on your thumbnail. Or you could sweep them clear across the bright autumn sky. But remember, too, that they are more than words. They are a way of life. So whenever you speak them firmly. Speak them proudly. Speak them gratefully. I am an American. Think about that tomorrow as you prepare to celebrate the 4th of July. I want to mention, too, before we close, forgetting who we are and not acknowledging God is nothing new. We always forget. It's the nature of man. It's the nature of mankind, the nature of women as well. Alexis de Tocqueville wrote, "Not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits, aflame with righteousness, did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because she is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." What do we hear? And I'm not picking on the churches. We have a lot of people not in church. But what do we hear from the pulpits these days? Moving on to when we won the Revolutionary War, and Congress came together to write a constitution, to form a government for this new people, this new nation, no longer tied to the tyrant of the king. But they kept arguing, much like today. They couldn't agree on anything, except I think they had a goal that they agreed on. Benjamin Franklin, who was not known necessarily for his strength in faith. It was during the crisis period that he was 81 years old, and he made his famous plea for prayer. "Gentlemen, gentlemen, the little progress we have made in the last weeks is a melancholy proof of the imperfections of the human understanding. Groping as it were in the dark, how has it happened that we have not sought the Father of lights to illuminate our understanding? In the beginning of the war with Britain, we had daily prayer in this very room and asked for divine protection. Our prayers were heard, and they were graciously answered. And we now, have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I have lived, sir, a long time. And the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth. that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured in the sacred writings that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I therefore beg leave to move that hereafter prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessing on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business. Franklin's plea had a sobering effect on the delegates, and they set about their task with a greater determination. I had written a prayer here for our president, and we are out of time. But I want you to take a moment this weekend with your family, or if you're alone, with your God, and pray to him for all that he has done, and acknowledge him and ask for forgiveness for our lack of following him in this nation. Pray for Congress. I have blamed them for a lot. Are they a lost lot? Pray for Congress. Pray for the president. Pray for his family. And you know what? Pray for Mad Maxine. For all have fallen short and need that kingdom of heaven. Have a wonderful 4th of July, and we will be back tomorrow. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.